fresh off the field. What's on your mind today? Talking a little defense?
Well, Coach, there's a notion that all these OTAs are much more beneficial for the offense, but with you coming in, even though Coach Fox and some of these coaches were here last year, how beneficial is it for your defense to be on the field with them?
It's huge for us. I think our opportunity to come together as a staff and go over things and then to be able to get the time with the players on the field and teach and talk, especially for the young guys. The guys that are most affected by that lockout last year were the young guys that don't get this time. Veterans can kind of overcome it. And so, you know, we're spending a lot of time getting on the same page, you know, making sure that we understand. There's some similarities to what we're doing. There's some things that are a little bit different, and there's some relearning that needs to take place, even if you do know, and this is a very valuable time.
When you talk about guys relearning and stuff, because perhaps there's been different coordinators, different systems here, you find that perhaps guys aren't locking their ways as much as they would be if they were under the same guy in the same system for the last 7 years?
I'm not sure it's like that. I mean, I think the guys are excited for, you know, kind of making sure they understand. They can be on the same page. We can play fast and do the things we need to do. And I think the experience they had, whether they were with another team or whether they were here with another coordinator, I think those all play into the overall knowledge you have of the game of football. It helps a little bit. You know, veterans in the league that have done certain things, even if they weren't here or if they're with another coordinator, they have a little bit of a foundation they can work with. The younger guys, you know, they're swimming right now. You know, they're trying to figure out the speed of the game, the athletes, and then the volume on top. It's a lot for them. So this is a good time because prior to camp, they will have heard everything. And so by the time we get into training camp, it won't be the first time.
That said, is it frustrating for you? I know it's out of your control, but that Derek Wolf because of rules.
Yeah, I don't get frustrated with it. We're excited to have him, and we'll get our hands on him soon. And I know he's anxious. You know, he really wants to be here, but you know, we're just abiding by the rules, and he'll get here, you know, in short order.
Is there anything you guys are allowed to do to make sure he's kind of staying up so he'll be ready when he gets here June 12th?
Just told him stay in shape, you know, continue to work. We gave him a playbook. There's only so much that you can do on your own with a playbook.
You gave him a playbook or an iPad?
Yeah, right. It's on the iPad system, the playbook.
Can you send video to him on the iPad from practices for him to look at stuff?
I think we can do those things, but that's not, you know, like I'm not trying to have him learn by watching other people. It really, he needs to do it. So, we'll play catch up when we get him here and do the best we can. I know he's very eager. That one of the things that he's known for is tenacity in the way he approaches every play. I think you'll see that once he gets here, but I know for now he's just got to kind of bide his time, do what he can to be familiar with the concepts that we're going to be asking him to do and get himself physically ready, you know, and take this time to be mentally as into it as you can when you arrive.
You and Fox were together in 02 in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Very much the same defense, or is because the way the game, it's almost all pass now?
No, it's not all pass. No, the game evolves, and you're constantly evolving with it, and cyclical at times. Things that were in vogue, you know, a couple decades before will come back into the game. So, but no, it's been a good experience. The last time around, you know, I was fresh off my time in Baltimore, and got with Coach Fox, and you know, really learned a lot from him, and tried to apply that and make that ours, and really it's been the same approach here. You know, we've got a good defensive staff, and Coach Fox, obviously a lot of experience, and I have a lot of experience, and we have pulled this together and made this our defensive system for this year. And you know, we're working hard at installing it and kind of getting it repped and sharpened up right now.
What's the impression of Von Miller? He had Jewish peppers as a rookie. Is that the closest in terms of physical talent that you could compare Von to,
Which guy?
Von Miller.
Compare him with
Pepper?
No, I would say more Peter Boulware. I had Peter Boulware in Baltimore, and you know, I think they're similar in that they played Sam linebacker and base downs, and then moved to defensive end and sub downs and rush downs, and so Peter Boulware is the guy that comes to mind. You know, I mean, Vaughn's going to be a very productive player for a long time. You know, he had a great start to his career, and he's working hard now at improving on and building on what he did last year, you know, going forward being even stronger.
What do you hope to see out of Quinn Carter now in his second year?
Well, I want to see everybody improve, and certainly, you know, a guy that was able to play and get some experience as a rookie, you know, we expect him to build on that and kind of grow from there. And, you know, we're making the back end very competitive. And with Mike Adams being here and Raheem and Q, those guys are battling right now. And we're going to play the best guy. So, you know, he's having a good camp, working hard. And he brings a little bit of that physicality that you'd like to have in your strong safety, a guy that can come down there and thump people in the box. And so we definitely like that about him.
What's been your impressions of Drayton Florence?
Drayton, he's a mature guy. You know, he's been in the league now for a while. He's a little bit of a seasoned veteran. He is a physical corner. I had him before in Jacksonville, and I know that, you know, he is a guy that takes pride in his physicality on the corner. And you know, he's been a nice addition for us. You know, he's providing competition over there as well with him and Tracy Porter kind of battling for the right corner spot right now.
He doesn't seem shy to kind of show the ropes to the younger guys, does he?
No, I think the group's pretty good. You know, we've got a good group of veterans that, you know, are doing their best to kind of share some of the knowledge that they've gathered over the years. And you know, so I think he does take some time. Most of the guys do, but Drayton in particular, Champ, those guys have been really good about, you know, giving some insight to some of the younger players and helping them grow.
Kevin Vickerson put on a massive amount of weight from last year. How is that going to help him in that position?
Well, it should help him. You know, I like big D tackles. You know, one of the conversations early that we had was, you know, hey, what do you want me to weigh? And I said, well, the guy looked at on film last year looked like a defensive end that was moved in there. I mean, it was a narrow body. So we'd like to see a large rear end in there. And so he's made it a little bigger. So
and that's a common message with all your D tackles. I mean,
yeah, we want some size in there. Yeah, we do. We want some size in there. He's added some good weight, you know, and we're trying to make sure it's good weight he's adding, but he's working hard in the weight room and getting himself into shape. So it's been good.
Anything else? What are your impressions of Silva and what he should be out there in practice?
Silva?
Yeah.
I like him. You know, he's a young guy. I mean, it's hard to know too much about D-line play until you get into pads. And but he appears to be a stout interior defensive lineman, a guy that can give us a little bit of a presence in there and eat up blocks and give us a little bit of a push in the middle. And, you know, his demeanor's excellent. You know, he participated in the rookie minicamp. And, you know, everything we've asked of him in terms of weight room and conditioning and studying and then work on the field, I think he's been really good. And so it's our hopes that we can, you know, bring a guy along like that, you know, develop him and have him blossom for us. You know, we're gonna grow a few of these players that have been here and help them be better this year. We need that. We need some of these guys to take a step forward. And, you know, I'm hopeful he can be one of those guys.
Not that I know you're not happy. No one's happy with Ty Warren not being here. But just how much is that indirectly helping those young guys for you to get a look at?
Well, that's the way you have to approach it. You know, anytime somebody, you know, professionally has that decision to make, and if they choose for whatever reason not to be here, then that opens the door for other guys to get more time and more looks. And so I know he's probably, you know, taking advantage of that, but hopefully we'll get, you know, Ty back soon.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.